Okay. Good morning. It is delightful to be here with you all. Charlotte is very nicely picking up the mess I have made. So what some of you know, but most of you don't know, is I moved to Canada about 9.5 months ago now. And about 6 months after that, my sister graduated college and moved out to start her own professional life in a new apartment in a new city. And because she has mastered Skype, because international phone calls are complicated and expensive, but Skype is cheap, and for some of us easy if you're young enough, is what I'm learning. Although my grandparents do better with this than my parents. But anyways, my sister and I were talking, and we were comparing lists of the things you need to find when you're in a new city. Now my list is things like a good place to get chai tea, good used bookstore, nice place to walk the dog. My sister, who we are told we are much alike, and I believe them, but we're really very different. And that way siblings work. Her list looks different. Her list has included places to get kayaking lessons, people to play soccer with, a good place to go dancing, which are all great things, but they appear nowhere on my list. She's the one out of us who got the most things called coordination. I don't have that, but she does. So she's very good at all of these things and very excited. We were talking about finding a good place to go dancing, and I said, that sounds really great. She said, yeah, I found this great place. They do swing dancing, and the guys there are amazing because they can actually lead. And I said, yes. With someone who can lead well, I can actually dance. And she said, yeah, that's true, but there's guys who can lead and there's guys who can lead really well. I said, huh? So the difference is how well they handle your mistakes. Someone who can lead can help you dance. Someone who can lead well, you stop noticing that you are both making mistakes. And I thought, okay. And we changed the topic. I was thinking of all of this because I spent part of this week picking hymns out for St. Peter's for the next swath of time, so I had music on my brain a lot. I remembered something that I learned in seminary, and it's true in this one. It's true in St. Peter's hymnal. If you look at the hymnal part on the lower right-hand corner, there's the hymn name, and then there's a little something under that. And it's sort of like a magical code. Yeah, pull your hymnals out and look. I'm going to make you look at them in a minute anyways. So you have the hymn name, and then you have sort of a magic code. It's not really a magical code. It's the metrical index for the hymn, which is useful to know because you can swap things with the same metrical index. So if you have two hymns that have the same metrical index, you can sing either set of words to either tune. Now, before you feel like you must now go and page through your entire hymnal section, there is an index in the back. I love a good indices. I'm the sister with the favorite bookstore, remember? I love a good indices. And there's one for metrical tunes. So you can look up all of the hymns that share a metrical tune, which is useful because you take a favorite hymn like Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, and your pianist has greatly, would you play a few bars of that, please? Thank you. Now, that is hymn 836 in this. So go ahead and put a finger there in the book. That's 8787D. And then there's a whole list back here of other hymns that share that metrical index. So you can do something like sing Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, to this tune. That one is 392. Keep one finger on 836 and go look at 392. And we're going to try it. Because I have confidence you will do the crazy thing for the strange American. Now, I am not the great musician, But I know some of you out there are, and I also know something else. So let's try. We're going to try singing Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, to Hymn to Joy, which is the music at 836. Let's just do the first verse. Otherwise, we'll be here all day and they won't like me anymore.
Alleluia, sing to Jesus, is the scepter, is the throne. Alleluia, is the triumph, is the victory alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion, thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus, out of every nation, has redeemed us by his blood.
So I had all of these thoughts running through my head this week, and it's Trinity Sunday today. We celebrate the God who is three in one and one in three, and it's all very confusing. I have a friend who calls this Pick Your Heresy Sunday, because it's nearly impossible to succinctly and clearly describe the Trinity in a way that makes sense. Because at some point in time, this is God who does not make sense. But as I was thinking about all of this music, I remembered there is an ancient way of describing the Trinity, the parakoresis. And it says that the Trinity is always dancing together. Now, that doesn't necessarily help it make more sense, but with all of these other thoughts in my head, I had this image of a Trinity who was dancing to the same metrical tune, but they could be playing any or all of the songs to that. And then they could be singing any of the other hymn tunes to any of those songs. And my head got very confusing and crowded, and it would be a little cacophonous. It wouldn't necessarily sound beautiful and easy to understand right away. But as you sat and you listened, I think we would come to understand that it was a hymn we knew very well, like an ode to joy. And that maybe, as they rotated through all of the music, we would come to understand that we knew some of the hymns very, very well too. And somehow, with enough contemplation and with enough patience, this would begin to make sense. It wouldn't be something you could explain easily even still, because this is the Lord our God and not something we understand easily at all. But it would be beautiful. And that maybe, just maybe, that was the point. This was something that took time and contemplation and patience, but mostly it was something that's beauty was strange and a little foreign and beyond everything we could do. And that is the Trinity. And then I remembered something else. I grew up in the church, really, through camp. And at camp, unlike churches, somehow people go to camp and then they come back to church and they turn into mainline Protestants who don't move. But at camp, you dance. And at camp, it is easy to move and celebrate. And then my image changed once again. And as you began to understand the hymns and the music and to take joy in this, I could see the people contemplating this dancing, and it would be beautiful, and we would all seem graceful and elegant, because, after all, it is God who is leading, and God delights in celebrating the people who love God. Amen.